Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. It's July 16th, and this is episode 233. Howdy, I'm Don.
And I'm Jan, and we are here with a special guest tonight. Jess Adam is joining us, and he used to be a staple on the podcast and a staple in the Owl Creek Gazette, and we haven't seen him in a while as our lives all went different ways. So we're glad to have him back on, and before we bring him in to chat with us, Don, why don't you introduce him to those listeners who may not know what Jess has been up to?
Well, Jess is the former owner of Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House and now serves in the capacity of the executive and artistic director of the Factory Theater Productions and recruiter of new students for Greenville University. Wow, what a title. Jess is also a Greenville City Councilman and former columnist for the Owl Creek Gazette right here in Little Greenville, Illinois, having written his popular Living Small and Uncommon Grounds columns for our publication. Jess has been a frequent guest on Creekside with Don and Jan, and it's been a long dang time since we've seen him here, so howdy.
Howdy. It has been a long time.
In fact, folks, we've got the benefit of spending the last hour visiting with Jess before we came on the air, so we're kind of filled in, but it's like I saw my friend Carolyn Boyer. I went back to the years when I knew her when we were just little tykes, and we just caught it. We spent 4 hours trying to catch up on
she said, I've got 30 minutes I can spend with you, and that 30 minutes window wound up being 4 hours and a half.
So I chatted up a storm and tried to catch up, and she did the same, and you sat there and looked at us like, okay, I'm just going to listen.
Like it was old hat.
So that's kind of how we were with you, Jess, talking as fast as we could before we went on the air. So anyway, welcome back to the Creek.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
That's a long-winded dang
intro.
Intro. How's things going?
Things are going good.
Well, we heard that you had you said whenever we were talking off mic earlier that you've been working your tail off recruiting.
Yeah, we've got a record number of students coming into our program this fall, which is really exciting. It's always fun to have a new crop of students show up every year and bring new and different talents with them and plug them into the way things work at the Factory Theater and see how they can how we can best serve them and how they can best serve the community. It's a fun time.
Do you get to actually screen them and say, here, read this? Or
we're not that picky, really. Yeah. Anybody who has an interest in it, we can find a place to put them. Theater encompasses so many different things. Whether it's being on stage to, you know, just being somebody who can walk out and put a piece of furniture down where it's supposed to go.
That's
well,
right.
I was the guy that had the voice for radio. I understand that.
Yeah, because you don't have to be the star of a play to be an advantage to the group.
There's sound and lighting. There's box office and advertising and digital media creation and sewing and carpentry and painting and
set design and you name it.
It's all those things. And so there's just about any skill set can plug into theater pretty well. So we'll take all comers.
That's cool. And so do they get some sort of assistance and scholarship or anything like that?
They get the way Greenville works, our financial aid program, the Greenville University works. They have a really good financial aid program that assists them a little bit in coming, and we're working towards being able to offer some theater scholarships. Right now, we're not able to do that, but that's in our long-term plan. That's kind of where we're headed.
Well, that's another goal.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Well, do you have ideas for plays already starting the 2017-2018?
This is breaking news. I've not told anybody these yet.
Well, so spill your guts there, dude.
Well, all right. There's one that's still up in the air. I made up my mind and then I kind of rescinded. But our first show of the year is going to be in September. The dates I can't really remember, but it should be the second and third weekend of September. be Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. We're doing a two-person musical that's titled The Last 5 Years. And that's actually going to star me and Dr. Courtney Bailey Parker, the English program. It's just a two-person musical that tells
the
story of a relationship between two couples. And the male character that I played tells the story from beginning to end, and the female character plays the story from end to beginning. So they don't interact a whole lot, but you kind of get a whiff at the beginning of where the relationship's headed, and then you get to see how it, you know, how we get there. It's a really interesting story. But so I hope folks will come out to see that. Our second show of the year, our main stage show, that's the one I'm still, I had a title in mind, and I read the script, and I watched a version of it, and there's even a movie version of it, and I watched it and I loved it to pieces. I think it's just perfect for us. But I'm starting to have doubts. There's a one really, really interesting and unique character that requires a certain type of person to play that role. And now I'm starting to have doubts that we have a person that I can plug into that role that will do justice to the script because it's really good. So I won't even tell you what the title of that one is. Or what my backups are, because I have not really made up my mind yet, and I don't want to get locked into anything. But then our next show will be in February, and that's going to be the 1970s musical by Stephen Sondheim that's titled Company. And it's a really fun musical with some songs that people can probably... Well, once they hear them, they go, oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, okay.
It's like listening to the Jim Peterick out here do Vehicle. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I remember that.
Several people said they didn't know the Ides of March, but as soon as they heard their songs, it all became clear. So that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then our last show of the year will be in April. And it is a really great family show titled Peter and the Starcatcher, and it kind of tells the everyone's familiar with Peter Pan. It kind of tells the story of what happened before Peter Pan became Peter Pan.
Oh, cool.
And it's really an imaginative show and really creative, and there's going to be some local younger students in that, and it'll be a perfect end of the year show to do, and something you can bring the whole family to.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be
great. I don't
want
to grow up. Maybe I want to grow up.
So you try to do 4 shows a year, give or take?
Yeah, that's always the plan. Sometimes we don't get that done due to whatever reason, but that's always the plan. Then we also have our monthly program called the Factory Theater Hour that's all original material, and this year it's kind of gotten a makeover. But we record that and produce it as a podcast. It's available on iTunes podcast section. You can go look for Factory Theater Hour and see our past episodes.
I've done that.
It's fun.
It is.
It's fun. So
we're on Podomatic. So I mean, and that automatically goes over to iTunes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. It's so much fun to do that. I've always been a big fan of old time radio and like Fibber McGee and Molly and Jack Benny and in the old days when stuff you couldn't always see and you had to use your imagination. But the voices.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Yeah, it was just so fun. And The Shadow and stuff like that. Oh, the original Twilight Zone and all the stuff that were these old radio shows that were so great. And that's kind of a disappeared medium.
And you're bringing it back.
Yeah, we're trying to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, one of our absolute favorite things that we used to do on a Sunday afternoon was to listen to A Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah.
Which was a takeoff from Garrison Keillor's mind on that exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And what a hoot to listen to those old programs. Even Garrison Keillor's old show is still available on PBS. So.
Oh, Lake Wobegon.
Yeah.
And you could just, as he walked you through that, you could see it. And of course, everyone probably saw Lake Wobegon a little differently because of our own imaginations and our own takes on things.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't. Just off the top of my head, I can't remember what part of their tagline was, but, you know, they would extol the ketchup board or they would, you know, just
ketchup. Oh, yeah. And we do the same, you know, same kind of thing at the Factory Theater Hour. It's a live event, too, that people can come in and watch the whole show. And then you can go home and listen to it, too. And it's fun. We have parody commercials we come up with and tell some different stories. The way we've done it in the past is going to be a little bit different from the way it's going to be this fall. It's always been 4 different shows that we record just back to back. And this year we're making it more of like an entire variety show.
Oh, fun.
So it'll be 1 hour long program.
Well, let me know if you ever need to have an announcer.
Deal.
Okay. I'll try to do what I can. As long as it's not on Sunday night at 4 o'clock.
Whenever we're doing our recording here at the Creek, huh?
Oh, it's a fun time. But we're going to bring in some music to it this year too, which we haven't had before. So it'll be a good time.
Like local musicians, do you think, or just music?
We're trying to get a house band, basically. Oh, cool. that's going to always play and mm-hmm. have them do little theme songs and stuff like that mm-hmm. for
different
stories.
Yeah, got a whole host of people at the Black Room that you can just go in and tie a rope around and drag them up.
That's what we're thinking about doing. So we're really excited about those opportunities. And I get to work with a local fella named Chris Borwick, who's just a really brilliant, creative guy. And he and I work really well together.
Put your heads together, yeah. huh? And come up with some good stuff.
Yes, it's so much fun.
So when does school start?
Oh, Greenville, university always starts their school. Generally, it's the last week of August. And the weekend prior to that is always new student orientation, where the freshmen move in and get a few days to get adjusted before the rest of the classmen show mm-hmm. up. So I think it's the last Wednesday. I think it's the last Wednesday of the month is when classes start.
And then when do you open up for auditions? Now, I know you said the first play will just be the two of you, right?
That's right.
So that won't be auditions for that play, but you start auditions fairly in advance of the play that, you know, people yeah. want to focus on, so they have lots of time to practice.
We'll have our auditions in September. I couldn't quote you the date, but our first round of auditions will be in September.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, we'll actually publicize it in the Alker Gazette for you. Just let us know, you know, we'll put up a schedule yeah. of events for you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we'll also throw it up on Facebook.
That's
well,
great.
You've got your own Facebook too, so we'll do it in multiple venues.
But when everybody shares the information, you know, it just does everybody a better service,
it
right?
It really does. It's all about cross marketing and everybody helping and tagging.
Imagine
that. Heck yeah.
Well, it just makes sense. The community is small, but we have a venue and opportunity to reach far. And the more we do that, the more informed we all are.
Absolutely.
If anybody's ever listened to old-timey radio, I mean, this is actually pretty easy to do. If you've got an iPhone, if you've got an Android device, you can still listen to iTunes. Mm-hmm. I've put iTunes on my Windows PC at home. It works just fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a Mac or an Apple
yeah,
computer
absolutely.
To do it. The only problem I've had, actually, was trying to listen to WGRN.net on a PC. But I think that's a problem that's actually getting worked out.
I imagine so.
Because we listen to Dirty Roots every Thursday night.
Yeah.
But being local, I mean, we can just get right on there. If we don't have mm-hmm. a Mac, we're in trouble because I can't get it to work. Huh. And I've listened to it. I've tried on VLC Media Player. I've tried on all kinds of stuff to do it with, and it's just not streaming for me, but that's okay. I can whine to somebody else and get that done.
We'll make a note of that. Whine to someone else, Don.
You betcha. But anyhow, so not only the Factory Theater, but as a Greenville City Councilman, you've had quite a summer, I understand.
We've had a lot of projects going on, and we've had a lot of meetings, more than usual, that talk about a lot of different things. We've got a big program that's coming up. The city's working on an unserved sewer. There's different areas of the city that haven't had sewer service that those projects are getting completed, and a bunch of roads just got oiled and chipped and mm-hmm. things like that. Got a new business that's coming into town in the former Alco building. That's going to be really a neat tourist destination and kind of plays hand in hand with the way the Marcoot family creamery just outside of town, what they're doing. It complements what they do really well and kind of helps us to remember, I guess, what kind of town we actually are, that we're not really about shopping, dining, and museums. We're an agriculture community. Hopefully our tourism and ideas and stuff like that can start celebrating a little bit about more what we are. We're a creative community.
Mm-hmm.
We're a bunch of farmers, and we've got Stuckland's Orchard and Dahl's Orchard and so much things like that.
We trap and band hummingbirds, for crying out loud. You know?
Yeah.
Where else do they do that?
In the larger sense of the we. You and I don't do that.
No, our community
We are
does.
Bird lovers, but yeah. but right. Yeah, it's neat to see all those different things. And that's some of the things we like to focus on in the magazine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those talents and creative natures of people when you put your heads together and toss that in with the free market, mm-hmm. one never knows what they're going to experience and find and how that's going to grow into the next endeavor.
Yeah. This facility that we're working out of right now is going to wind up being the Greenville Entrepreneurial Center. And it, you know, it is going to be aimed at creatives, as they call it. I hate to be lumped together as a group, because I am not a group.
We are all about the individual.
Yes, I'm an individual who has group qualities.
You can play well with others.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. And while they're doing that, our current office is going to be gutted like a fish.
Well, our studio.
Our studio is going to be turned into the elevator that will put people onto the second floor, which is where that activity will be taking place.
Mm-hmm. So, and we knew when we were invited here by Rick McPeak that this would not be an indefinite stay here at this temporary studio. So we're going to be moving back August 1st down to Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. Our Creekside studio will be there. And Don and I were just reminiscing and saying, everything comes full circle because that's where we really got to know you.
Yeah.
And I think one of our earlier magazines, we introduced, you know, and you advertised, and we wrote a story about you, and I conveniently or inconveniently spelled your name wrong. You became Jess Adams in the magazine.
That's happened a lot over the years.
You were gracious about it, but I always feel bad.
It's part of the Adams family.
It's not a problem. Yeah. Yeah, Adam Bros has been a big part of my life for a long time. So I got to meet and know a lot of people.
You did, didn't you? Made a lot of friends. And you made everyone feel welcome, too, Jess. I'm going to say that when people walked in that front door, and this kind of goes to, we've got so many things to talk about on the podcast, but the book Reaper that Shane Bowen wrote, and you had, you know, he stuck you in there as a semi-major character. I think I can't say you're minor, because you're minor, you're more than a minor character.
That's true.
But he even commented on how he felt comfortable putting you in that position was because he saw how you made everybody feel when they walked in the front door.
And speaking of that, before we give away too much, we're going to go ahead and give away a book right after these messages.
All right.
Love music? Need a DJ? Contact Snakebite's DJing service, hosted by DJ Snakebite. Music for all occasions. 618-696-3126. That's 618-696-3126.
Hi, this is Richard Barth here on Creekside with Don and Jan. As a longtime customer of the Sunshine House Health Food Store in downtown Vandalia, Illinois, I can tell you owners Jeff and Deb have made their business the one-stop shopping experience for all your natural and alternative health product needs. The Sunshine House is located at 420 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Give them a call at 618-283-0888. And remember, they ship anywhere. Check out their new Facebook page, too. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Curtis Mollett. Having computer and networking problems? Mollett's PC Repair and Networking can help with all your computer and networking needs. Located at 915 South 3rd Street, Greenville, Illinois. Call 618-696-3126. That's 696-3126.
And we're back. It's we've got a drawing that we're going to do right now. Honest to goodness, live on Memorex. But we're going to, last week we we said on the podcast that if you liked, shared, or commented on our posting that we did for and listened to our podcast number 232, we would enter your name into a hat, and we have the official bucket hat. My bucket hat that I used to go out and I washed it. My bucket hat that I used to go out and mow grass, and there it sits, and it has a nice little strip of all kinds of names involved. And Jess is going to pull a name at random from said hat, and he's going to do it twice because we have two Reapers to give away.
I'll pick just one at a time. Let's see who this is. All right, I've got my eyes closed. I'm going to pick out one here. Let's see what it says. Timothy Neeland.
Yay, Timothy Neeland.
Yay, spa.
Yeah.
And one more.
And one more for good measure. All right. Michelle Oyola.
Cool. All right. Well, that's two.
Hey,
two winners. Now, we'll have to connect up with them on Facebook. I'm sure they're listening. But But we will make that connection. We've got the books here, so if they live... Yes,
yeah, we do.
You look right horrified when we have
actually, yes, I may have taken them all down to Data Brothers, but that's okay.
So anyway, we'll make sure they get those. We'll figure out how that's done, and we'll make that connection. So thank you for being the official drawer of the winners, Jess.
I'm honored. Congratulations, Tim and Michelle.
Yeah, I will take the other names out of the hat, and I will put them on the table, and I will put the hat on.
Well, I know several people said that if they were waiting to see if they won, because if they didn't, they were going to go buy the book. So I imagine Shane's very happy that some of those will, Monday morning, first thing, run out and buy a copy of The Reaper. And if you didn't tune in and you're wondering what the book is about, listen to episode 232, because it was really enjoyable to have him on. He talked about not only the book that he wrote, Reaper, but other books in the past and his writing process. And that's always neat to hear someone's take on how they sit down and write. And Shane mentioned he had... Gosh, 5 books going at one time. Makes my head hurt.
What an endeavor.
No kidding. That's just like nuts. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at you, and I've got my bucket hat on, and you can't stand to look at me in my bucket hat.
You've got your bucket hat on and your headphones.
I think it's a great look.
It's a look.
Hey, I could be out here mowing grass.
You could be. Yeah, well, all right.
Okay, I'll take it off. There it is. I'll put it on the microphone. Is that better?
No. But anyway, we don't have Jess here very often. We're going to move along from the hat and go back into, we started talking about Adam Brothers. You said that was a big part of your life. So how is your life without that? I know you're busy, but...
I'm still real busy, but there's lots of things I miss about it and lots of things I don't miss about it. I really miss getting to interact with people and getting to play host every day. It was tiring, but it was really fun, and it was rewarding to get the opportunity to establish and cement some friendships and get to provide some opportunities that are open mic nights for budding musicians and host special events for people. We had a couple of weddings and a couple of engagements and stuff that all happened there, and it's fun to think that something that my brother and I created and that I maintained for about 8 years, it was fun to be a part of that for so long. But stepping away from it, it's nice to feel a little bit more like my day's not swallowed up by other things. Baking at 4 in the morning, and then at 4 in the afternoon, you go, oh, it's all gone. That's good.
Slinging coffee grounds.
Yeah, I guess I've got to bake some more now.
Time to bake some muffins.
The work was never done, and there was... One thing I really like about my work now is the way our schedule works and getting to do these shows. There's always a completion, and there's always a gratification that comes with being like, that one's done. All right, on to the next challenge. And that's really exciting, and I like that a lot. I really like that I am not the bookkeeper and of all things now in my position with the college. That's really fortunate. But I enjoy it a lot. It's a great work. And Adam Brothers is still open and going under the McPeaks. And it's fun to stop back in there and get to see the changes and get to see some of those customers again.
And get waited on rather than doing the waiting and serving. That's kind of nice.
Know, hey, don't let him say anything out of turn here, because he goes behind the counter anytime he wants to and makes his own. I've seen him do it.
That's true. A couple of reasons. One is, I don't worry about me. I'll take care of myself. And when I walk in and they're busy and they seem to be shorthanded at the time or something, I don't mind at all jumping behind the counter and helping them.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
It's fun. And I've gotten to be really great friends with the McPeaks.
Kelsey and Jared they're salt of the earth kind of people that you enjoy going in and talking to them, and
they make a mean blueberry muffin. I tell you, I'm true. All over those blueberry muffins, but I do miss your famous cinnamon rolls. That was your mom's recipe. In fact, I remember you got to the point that you would say things like, Jan, I've made cinnamon rolls. You tag me on Facebook. Come get them before they're gone.
I got in trouble from a lot of people if I didn't let them know that we had those things. Well, I should make those again sometime.
You should, just for the heck of it.
I haven't, I haven't baked anything since I sold Adam Brothers. I don't think I've even whipped up a cake mix or anything.
Oh,
well,
my.
Who knows? You may be so inspired when you go home. That's what you're going to do tonight. If so, call us.
All right.
Okay.
Well, she would even get off the G-bombs long enough to have some butter.
and we have to tell people G-bombs.
No, we don't have to tell anybody anything, but you're going to. That's the difference.
We have the good fortune to be able to share what this means. G-bombs stands for G is greens, B is
beans, onions.
O is onions, M is mushroom, B is berries, and S is seeds. And so you build your diet around those ingredients. And so that means, you know,
the onion family is also including garlic.
Right.
The beans are, you know, black beans, even green beans can.
Oh, any kind of beans.
Any kind
of
beans. Beans. So that's your protein source.
The idea, yeah, that's your protein source. So I'm not eating dairy and I'm not eating meat. And we laughed the other night because I did have some shrimp and we called it sea vegetables. So since this isn't a total philosophical reason that I'm doing this and more for my health, there's a give and take on what I can and cannot do.
Well, let's just be honest about it, because you have reduced your level of inflammation, and we can see it. We see it in whether or not you're retaining water. We've seen all kinds of really cool improvements. Mm-hmm. And I'm kudos to you.
Thank you. So if you can make those cinnamon rolls using G-bombs... Good luck, and give me the recipe. How's that?
Might take a lot of beans.
Mm-hmm. Be an interesting. It will not taste like your mother's recipe.
I'm sure.
No, not at all.
We won't burden you with that.
But you can have little cheats every now and then. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world.
It is not.
You can
the
just
end.
See it from there.
That's right. You can see the end of the world from there. Yeah. So we had said that we wanted to talk a little bit more about your city council days.
Yeah.
And when you ran for office, Jess, was that 2 years ago?
It was just over 2 years ago. When I took the oath.
Yes. And, you know, we were so happy that you were going to bring a libertarian philosophy, maximum freedom, minimum government approach. And something you've shared with us, I think everybody learns when they go into something with high hopes and great expectations, the reality is part of that process too.
Absolutely.
And you said to me earlier something that you've learned, there's times that you have to look at yourself as a good steward of something. So you want to explain that? Because I thought that was a nice take.
Yeah, I think there's I really feel like there's two different ways I have to look at what comes to the council table. And not everything the city does comes to the council table. There's only certain things we get to be involved with. And one of those things, and when I really wear my big libertarian hat or something, I don't know what to say, but when new programs, new initiatives, new ideas come to the council table, I really get to look at that process through the libertarian lens, and by using my principles that are established therein, decide, is this worthwhile? Is this invasive? Is this intrusive? Is this actually the city's job? Is this government's job or not? And sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. Most of the time, it's not. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem voting no on a lot of things. And it's kind of fun sometimes when I say no to watch some of my fellow council people go, it goes again. But
by the same token, you got to realize you are one of five votes.
Yeah, so my voice only matters 20%
right
on that council, and with the five of us, it only takes three to pass something. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't have absolute and total control, and my limited voice with what is within my purview as a councilman of what I can and can't do. You know, I'm not really I don't have the authority or the power given to me by the city, the state, or you know the electorate to go in and do things that they might want me to do and go in and clean house or, you know.
But just to be that voice is nice. We've seen it, you know, we've seen it change people's mindset towards considering limited government and where government should be involved. And you've been a real part of that, I think, that Owl Creek Gazette has, and you have, as we've just said, wait a minute, just think about this a minute. Is this the role of government?
Put your foot on the brake here for a minute,
right,
and let's talk about this.
Right.
Yeah. Should it even be, whatever this new idea is, should it be done in the first place? Is this something we should do or not? But the other way that I have to look at a lot of things that come at the table are things that the city is already doing, things for instance, the city has a program called the Revolving Loan Program, and that money was given from the state to Greenville as a grant years and years and years ago to be used for the sole purpose of establishing this revolving loan program for businesses. Now, if that would have came to our table and I was given the opportunity to say, should we take this money or not, I would say no. But by the time I was elected councilman, that program already existed. It's already in place. And so I think the best way for me to serve the people who elected me and for the whole town, even those that didn't vote for me, is to look at that project as something that already exists. It's not something that's costing, it's not a new thing that's costing taxpayer money. It's money that's sitting there that is replenished through these loan payments when they come back in.
And we've got wonderful examples right here in Greenville of how those loan payments turn into beautiful businesses that we have.
Absolutely. Wayne's Market was one of those.
It's just a shining example of how to operate the loan program, and kudos
Absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually was in Wayne's Market one time having a conversation with someone, and I was complaining about some of the city had some different loans that came out of that fund that the borrowers weren't really paying back. And I was incredibly frustrated with it and was just angry that the project existed in the first place and angry that folks weren't honoring their commitment to the entire city and was just berating it. And Wayne was there and said, now, wait a minute, I paid my loan. I paid it off. And I said, I didn't know you got one. And so it's great to see that
that occurred prior to you.
Yeah, prior to me ever getting on the council, maybe even before I ever opened my store here. I'm not sure. But that was a nice realization. Be like, no. Those are just two of the failings of the length of this whole program and how long it's been going, that it has brought some goodness and success to the town and some help that, you know, folks love Wayne's Market. It's a great place and a great business to have here in town. And again, what's before me is not should this program exist, should it not exist.
That's not even an option for you.
That's not on the table. That's not something worth, you know, that's not something that they even bring to us to consider. It's here's someone who wants to participate in this program. So then I have to look at that as a member of the body and try to be a good steward of the city's finances and assets. So just recently, one of the things that we voted on with that program was Rolling Lawn Farms is opening a bottling facility here in town that's going to be a tourist destination. You can go in and look and watch the milk being bottled. They're going to truck the milk from their farm into town. There's plans for it to have possibly have a little cafe and an ice cream shop and some retail shopping space. But it's going to be a great thing. And again, Greenville's an agriculture community, and agritourism is one of our biggest draws. Marcoot Creamery had, I think, over 30,000 visitors last year out to their little farm out in the country just outside of Greenville. What a great draw. So all the guarantees and everything that came along with this loan request from Rolling Hills Farm, Rolling Lawn.
It's Rolling Lawn Farms.
Rolling Lawn. The guarantees that came with it, I had to look at all of that as a good, you know, as a steward of city finances and assets. And so I thought that it was a good proposition. This money isn't costing anybody. You know, it's not coming out of taxpayers' backs. Mm-hmm. Should the loan go into default, we have enough guarantees and security, you know, for that loan that that program and the city's assets are going to be fine. So I voted yes. And, you know, some people might not be happy with that. And some people may not be happy that I'm not a loud, angry screamer that goes into every meeting without any respect for anybody else. I know there's probably some folks that are mad at me that I've not fired everybody on staff and hired, but that's not something I can do. I'm
exactly.
limited to what my position entails. And
well, and I think we had mentioned to you, we had received a letter.
Fan mail.
It was fan mail, yeah. And in the letter, this person was upset with us that we had supported you through the magazine and upset with you for activities that they didn't bother to address, nor did they bother to give their name so that we could even comment on it. And it's really unfortunate when someone has a beef with us or you, everyone has that right, and everyone can
Absolutely.
Call and say and write, I'd like to sit down and discussion with you. We're always game to do that. Most of the fan mail we get truly is fan mail, and we're grateful for that. But once in a while, we've had people call and
so the invitation is open. If you want to put on a pair, come on in here and we'll talk.
Absolutely. And hopefully they're listening tonight so they can hear. And we were going to talk about this anyway before we even received this letter, because we mentioned to you all the things we'd like to discuss, because our listeners and our readers want to keep up with you, whether they've been to the council meeting or not. So this is a good explanation. And I think sometimes we go in with delusions of grandeur to how well we can affect something.
Absolutely.
And energy and enthusiasm and dedication to that position is important, but so is reality.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do what you can do, and you can do that the best you can, but this is unfortunate that the person didn't allow either you or Don or I to address them with what they might think you could have done better.
Yeah, if you, like you said, everyone's entitled to complain or to have an opinion, but if I would want my complaint or opinion to be so well-founded and factually based that somehow I could prove why I'm right.
Exactly.
And the other person is wrong. But just to have someone say, you're bad, I don't like you, you didn't do good. Okay.
Well, you know what the name of that is. You know, when they don't sign it, you know exactly what the name of that is. And that's the way that kind of goes. And we'll just say what I said earlier and let it go at that.
Well, to add to that, only in reference that we had a couple people that were disappointed with something that had been said in the magazine, and one person called and just laid into me with not even hardly hello. Someone else called, and then that person hung up on me. Mm. Someone else called then later, and I said to the second person who called, you know, I said, the first person that called me today hung up on me. I hope you won't do that. I hope you'll stay and we'll just chat and we'll work this out. She didn't know what to say before it was done.
Because she was prepped to hang up on
me. She was. She just wanted to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice part was that she couldn't be mad after it was just like, let's make this real. I'm a person, you're a person, and we can work through this. We don't have to agree at the end of the conversation, but we can certainly be polite and decent. And she was that. She was surprised. She ended up being nicer than she'd anticipated. So we wish people... Everyone's welcome to send an opinion to us or to Jess. But, you know, have the courtesy to add your name to it so we have a chance to voice an explanation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, it's been a hoot, as it were.
Is it time to go already?
It is past time to go. We've gone over a little bit.
Gosh, and I wanted to hear about... I tell you what, Jess, if you've got a few extra minutes, would you stay and join us? We have a members-only podcast. And once in a while, we say to our people, hang on, we'd like you to have you come on. And this will air on Wednesday night for anyone who's a member. If you just can't resist hearing the rest of Jess's conversation, you can become a member for $2.99 a month.
And it's filthy, so you should listen in. No, just kidding. It's not. It's not. Adults only.
Good times at the Creek. So
credit cards are accepted. And that's all that's it. Never mind. That's it.
Thanks for joining us on Creekside with Don and Jan. We'll have you back. And we won't wait, what, 6, 8 months, a year, whatever it is. It's been too long.
No.
Y'all take care now. Love
Good
you.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Night-night.